Hey everyone, welcome back to the Conscious Resistance and Freethinker Radio. I'm talking with Patrick Wood, who is an author, an investigator, researcher that I've been following for a number of years now. And it's somebody that I think you need to get familiar with, especially those of you who are going to be listening from the Houston area. Even if you're listening from outside the Houston area, it might be worth making a trip to Houston for the Crimes Against Humanity tour, which I recently told you about is happening May 21st in Houston, in the North Houston area in the Woodlands. And there are going to be four different speakers throughout the entire day. You can find this at crimesagainsthumanitytour.com. But today, Patrick is going to tell us a little bit about his work, what he's going to be focused on for the event, and maybe give some encouragement for those who are listening who might not be familiar. I know there'll be some listening who some of these topics might be brand new to them. But first off, Patrick, thank you so much for taking some time to talk to my audience. And we're excited to have you in Houston.
Yeah, my pleasure. Good to be in Houston virtually.
Yeah, well, we look forward to having you in Houston next month. And I'm excited about that, connecting in person. I will be at the event doing some coverage as well. And let's just get into it. Tell everybody a little bit about your history, your work, and what got you to the point where you're doing this tour across the United States.
Right. Well, I've been working on studying and writing about globalization ever since the mid-1970s. And that's taken a lot of twists and turns along the way. But in early 73, actually, in particular, that was the year that really created the kind of the genesis for modern globalization. There were significant changes in the early 70s that the global elite made. They took some different strategies in hand. And when the original organization called the Trilateral Commission back in those days was formed by David Rockefeller and Zbigniew Brzezinski, they set out a goal for themselves. This is their language, to create a new international economic order. George Bush later called that the New World Order. And then we've seen other people along the way, politicians, refer to the New World Order. And we have, of course, in modern day, we have the World Economic Forum talking about the Great Reset, which is going to bring the New World Order. This is all the same thread going all the way back to 1973. And so this is what I've been following all these years. And when I discovered historic technocracy about 12, 13 years ago, I knew there was a connection immediately because it was the only economic system in the history of the world that had been modeled from scratch. And where it came from was Columbia University in 1932, actually. Scientists and engineers in the heat of the Great Depression said, we can do better. And so they set about to create a brand new economic system. It wasn't a price-based economic system that we know today, like supply and demand and prices going up and down and so on. But it was a resource-based economic system where they would control the resources and they would control the consumption of the resources. This is exactly what we see today in the modern day now. We see this in the form of, for instance, sustainable development at the United Nations. That's a resource-based economic system. This is what Klaus Schwab at the World Economic Forum talks about, a resource-based economic system. In fact, Schwab says, by 1930, you will own nothing and be happy. Well, obviously, somebody needs to own something and everything, but it's not going to be you, according to him. It's not going to be you and me. We will, I guess, rent everything if we can. And, somehow he says we're going to be happy. I don't know how that's going to work out. I think it's going to work out pretty poorly. But this has been going on for a very long time. And what I bring it to the table, at least in this particular meeting, is that all of the planning that took place between 1973 and say 2020 was actualized in 2020 with the release of the COVID pandemic. I've written about this quite a bit on my website, technocracy.news. I've also got two books in the can, as you know, in print on technocracy as well. And I would argue very, very pointedly that the global elite that represent this whole new economic system, we're in a position to be able to spring the trap finally and say, let's get it done. You know, let's go for it. And this was the more or less the declaration of war on the world, in my opinion, to take the whole rest of the world system down in order for technocracy, you can call it whatever you want, technocracy or the Great Reset or the fourth industrial revolution. There's all kinds of terms that surround this, but they're basically all the same. This was the declaration of war on the world, that the world is now in their capture. Well, that's debatable right now, whether it is or not, but they think it is, and they think they're going to move forward with this and take over the planet. So there's been some interesting twists and turns along the way, but that's kind of it in a nutshell. And the question is, I guess for this conference is, have crimes against humanity been committed with the whole pandemic, COVID debacle? We argue, yes, it has. And I gave testimony at the grand jury, as you know, I think on two different days, that Reiner Fumisch put on, or orchestrated, organized. And for all of the 175 people, I think, that he interviewed for that whole series, the aspect that I brought was to bring in the historical perspective and to show and to demonstrate how this has been, the whole thing has been in planning for a very long time. Now we're just seeing the real manifestation of it. The teeth have come out, war has been declared. And unfortunately for planet Earth, or well, the people on planet Earth, in order for Klaus Schwab to affect the Great Reset, he has to basically have to take down the current economic systems. They won't die, refuses to die. And so we see this happening with the beginning of COVID in 2020. The global economic system is absolute shambles right now. I mean, shambles. It's just a tatters. The supply chain is breaking everywhere. We've got food shortages. We've got inflation going on. We've got, tankers, some tankers even that are just still sitting in the middle of the ocean. They don't know where to go. The global economic system is just a train wreck right now. And I believe this is a direct assault by these people that are promoting this crazy sustainable development agenda. We know it, by the way, by names in our country. Green New Deal is a big one that came in with AOC and Senator Markey a few years ago. Crazy as it is, it's being promoted by President Biden right now like crazy. He talks about Build Back Better. The only time I've ever heard anybody say Build Back Better is when their house burned down a couple of years ago and they decided, hey, we got money now from insurance. Let's build back better. That's always a great feeling. We're going to build back better, honey. But the part of burning the house down, I don't like.
If I could just cut in for a moment, I want to, because you're sharing a lot of really good information that I think some of the audience is going to be familiar with. And again, the audience who'll be listening on KPFT are the kind of people who might be even supporters of, or at least maybe they believe they're supporters of what they've been sold is the Green New Deal, we could say. But what would you say to somebody hearing this who perhaps is curious about things like technocracy? They're curious about this event in general. They might even be open to attending. But at the same time, some of the things you're saying, like, oh, the United Nations is not somebody we should trust. The World Economic Forum is not someone we should trust. Sustainability, these sorts of things that a lot of the audience in Houston who probably consider themselves progressive perhaps support these things because they have bought the sort of surface level meaning of them. So can you talk a little bit to that about some people who maybe might be skeptical from what they're hearing from you?
I really can. The policies that have been presented by this ultra-progressive crowd of sustainable development, the United Nations, technocracy, technocrats, and so on, it sounds good. I'll admit that. There's lots of carrots that are presented, doesn't it sound good? Ending poverty everywhere and education for everyone and, decent places to live. I mean, these are all noble goals for any organization, and heaven knows we have enough poverty on planet Earth. We don't want any more. Nobody wants anybody to be poor. I don't think. I don't. I wish everybody could, have a job. I do. But the policies that have been presented always turn out sour. They end up doing more destruction typically than they do good. And I give you a good case in point. Energy. Alternative energy replacing fossil fuel energy was very short-sighted. Many countries are suffering under this now. And when they got rid of their old-fashioned, if you will, fossil fuel energies, coal, natural gas, and oil, and so on, implemented windmills and solar panels and things like that. There wasn't enough energy to keep the system at the same level of reliability that there was before. So all of a sudden, some countries are dealing with blackouts. They're dealing with brownouts because the sun doesn't shine all the time and the wind doesn't blow all the time. And especially at night, the sun doesn't shine. There's not enough battery storage to put every, you know, put all the daytime energy into to make everything run at night. And so rates have gone up, energy rates have gone up all around the world because of these policies. And we're now suffering energy shortages that nobody ever conceived would have been possible 20, 30 years ago. Texas just had, remember a big event, was it last year, 2 years ago, with cold weather and the power grid just went haywire, completely haywire. Part of that was a result of having too much alternative energy in the mix of your power structure. Well, another good example is food. Agricultural land policies, agricultural policies. Food prices right now and food shortages are going up like crazy. Nobody anticipated this several years ago, but the handwriting was kind of on the wall. You keep pushing this, it's going to happen. Now we're suffering food prices that are in some cases double what they were before. I remember, you know, a few years ago, you could buy a good choice grade ribeye steak for $10 a pound. Now you can't touch it for $20 a pound. So here's my point. For any progressives that would be listening to this, you know, I'm not against you and I'm not against, you know, necessarily everything that you do, but consider this. You suffer at the grocery store just like I do. And you suffer at the gas pump just like I do. If you don't like that, you have to consider the policies that got you to that point where we're suffering these things. And these are the biggest problems on Americans' mind. And I'm telling you, it cuts through the Democrat-Republican Party equally at this point. People are fed up with high gas prices. They're fed up with rising food prices. They're scared to death of having a new monetary system thrown on them that they know nothing about, but it's being promised by, even by the president of our country. We're going to have a new digital currency system in America. What does that mean for us? Are we all going to be broke? Are we all going to be rich? I mean, you know, there's lots of uncertainty and fear. The results of these policies are no respecters of your political ideology. They're just not. It will hurt all of us in the end. And we need to collectively say, no, we're not going to do this anymore.
Absolutely. Well, let's continue. We're talking with Patrick Wood of technocracy.news. In a moment, we're going to tell you more about the event that is happening in May. Patrick, along with Dr. Judy Mikovits and a couple of other speakers, are coming to Houston, as well as 8 other locations around the United States. They'll be in Houston May 21st. You can find that at crimesagainsthumanitytour.com. Patrick, tell us a little bit more about your website, and I know you're an author as well. Before we get back to the event itself, tell us a bit about what people can expect to find in your books and your website.
Well, everything that I know about technocracy is now reduced to print or to the internet. Technocracy.news, which is Technocracy News and Trends, is really the only website on the internet that offers a critical analysis of technocracy. Now, there are lots of other websites, of course, that speak about some of the issues, but this has been my mission from day one. We're now into, I think, maybe year 7 or 8 of providing this material, but I collect stories from all over the world that present the picture of technocracy, what it is, what it's like, what it's, you know, what it feels like, and what people are thinking. And I don't want to just write articles myself all the time and you listen to what I have to say about it. I like to do that, but that's not my point. My point is, I want people to see what the other side is saying about it. I want what the global elite are saying about it, what people like the Klaus Schwabs of the world are saying about it, because they're the ones that have the money to do it, and they're the ones that are actually doing it. So it's important for people to understand this is not some conspiracy theory that I have come up with or that anybody else associated with me has come up with. This is absolutely hard, cold steel, so to speak. It's absolutely real, and this is what they are planning. I'm merely reporting on it.
Yeah, and sometimes the things that are unfathomable, even unbelievable, turn out to be true. And I think in this case, this is exactly what we're talking about. Things like the Great Reset, much of our audience is familiar with these terms and probably familiar with your work. Even. I think I mentioned to you before, I also wrote a book a couple of years ago, right before COVID, called How to Opt Out of the Technocratic State, trying to think of some solutions for this incoming technology.
Right. It's really a tough thing to consider how to.
As we wrap up here and tell them about the event, why would somebody who is maybe skeptical, but as I said before, open-minded, want to come to this Crimes Against Humanity tour to hear what Patrick Wood has to say?
Yeah. The only thing we're attempting to do, the four of us together, we're just attempting to put the evidence out so that you can make up your own mind. This is important in a country that still values free speech. At least the people do. The government doesn't, but we do. It's important just to have the facts on the table. We don't have an axe to grind, so to speak. But all of us, Dr. Judy Mikovits has been speaking out about this from day one when COVID first hit. She wasn't in the limelight before that, but she is now. Reiner Fulmisch from Germany, he wasn't in the limelight back then, but he is now because he stood up and he says, there's something wrong here. And he started interviewing people and collecting the data that resulted in the grand jury of public opinion. You have Dr. Richard Fleming also. He wasn't in the news 5 years ago, but when COVID hit, he's a brilliant man. He's also a lawyer. He's a nuclear cardiologist. I'm not quite sure what that is, but I'm going to ask him when I get there. But he's a brilliant guy, and he speaks so eloquently. We have evidence to present to the American people. That's our only intent. We want people to come and listen, and then you make up your mind and what you think about this whole thing. If you think our evidence is cracked, then fine. But if you think our evidence is grounded in fact, then you can decide what you want to do about it, if anything.
Is called the Crimes Against Humanity Tour. The Crimes Against Humanity Tour, crimesagainsthumanitytour.com. We'll put all that info below. And you can expect to hear more about that in the coming weeks in Freethinker Radio. We're trying to interview the different speakers who will be speaking in Houston on May 21st. So stay tuned. Thank you, guys. We'll be right back.